Welcome to Consequences of Our Culture podcast, where we share a lot of insight and knowledge and opinions of our short lives. Today, we will be talking about holidays. What does holidays mean to you? We'll discuss stories, yada, yada, whatnot, blase, blase. Today, I have with me
Stephanie.
And yep, my name's Randall. And to get into it, so my favorite part of the year is from Halloween on down to New Year's. So that includes, you know, Halloween, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And during this time, I feel like the way people act, you know, like the Christmas spirit is something that should be done like year round. It doesn't, but you know, it's nice to see like people in a happy mood.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on. Yes. There's a dog out there. We'll take a short pause.
Quit doing that. Get in here. No. Come on. You cried so bad. Get in here. Go in the room. Lay down. Probably not going to do that, but...
Yeah, well...
Sorry.
That wasn't that bad. I probably won't cut that. So...
Well, so when it's on, goes, so mean to him.
Yeah.
Trying to tear stuff up.
You know, the holiday season, people treat others as... They probably should treat them year-round. But it is such a wonderful time and a beautiful time. I love Christmas music. I've loved the festive atmosphere. I know, like, it's a lot for some people. It might be considered dramatic, but, you know, who cares? Whatever. Also, there's a lot of food. I'm a big foodie. I mean, I love to eat. And, you know, the best meals of the year is Thanksgiving and Christmas. I feel like it doesn't get, you know, any better than that.
Yeah.
So,
I agree. I love the food.
Yeah. So, do you cook for Thanksgiving?
So starting last year, I have been in charge of the mac and cheese on my mother's side.
That's a big responsibility.
It is. That's what I keep hearing. Yeah. And it does, I do feel like I have a huge weight on my shoulders.
You do.
You know, and I actually just cooked the mac and cheese for this year, a little bit before you came.
Okay.
And, so I got a small batch that I need you to try because I need you to, you know. You might let me know if it's good or not. But yeah, I mean, I'm actually not a huge cook, so nobody has faith in me with this mac and cheese, to be honest.
Okay.
Kane, that's pretty cool. Go lay down.
He's just interested. Like, he heard me talk about him. He can't help himself.
He's still a puppy in learning.
Yeah, no, he's pretty cool though. But so you know, mac and cheese. So. Do you guys make potato salad? Like, what do you guys have? Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys don't make potato salad. Turkey, ham, dressing?
Yeah, there's turkey, ham, dressing, you know, sweet potato, souffle, but also candied yams. There is sweet potato pie, cranberry sauce from... Okay. Okay. It's not going to work.
We'll take a short break.
Yeah.
But, okay, picking back up, you was going through, like, you know,
dishes
you guys make. And you guys are, you know, of Jamaican descent, so is there anything, like, you guys brought over from...
No, Jamaican? Actually, like, I mean, my mom will try to switch things up, but... I feel like I'm more Black American. Like, that is what I am. So, I'm always like having to rein her in, like, no, we cannot switch it up. We got to do regular collard greens. We're not going to do, she wanted to do something with cabbage this year. And some,
cabbage and what?
It was like some recipe she found online with like collards and cabbage mixed together with some bacon and stuff. It looked good for a regular Tuesday, you know, regular Tuesday night dinner. Sure. But not for Thanksgiving.
This
I told
is
her,
this is the Super Bowl of meals,
right? You know, and then she was trying to use spiral noodles. She didn't see that, like in the mac and cheese, she didn't understand that that's not like it's supposed to be elbow noodles. Like everybody knows that you don't, you know, you can't just switch things up because you're bored. You know,
I like
she
spiral noodles. I'm not gonna lie.
Excuse me.
I do.
And I heard you saying, like, your brother likes them too.
Yeah, like, I'm like, no, that's not, you're not supposed to do spiral noodles. Yeah, it's elbow noodles. That's what I'm used to. Yeah. But, you know, she doesn't really know the, like, Southern cuisine. So, no, sometimes there has been years that we've had, like, a jerk turkey instead of just, like, regular. I mean, it is good. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, it is good. But turkey, I'm not too, I don't really care too much about the turkey. It just needs to be on my plate, just, like, because it's Thanksgiving and it should be there. But honestly, I'm not, you know. She can mess with the turkey, but everything else needs to be the same, you know.
Okay. I can say, like, for me, you know, Thanksgiving's always pretty big in my family. Like, you know, growing up, my mom is, of course, everyone, well, most people feel like their mom's the best cook in the world.
Yeah.
But, like, I really, like, feel that, like, deep in my soul and, like, you ever, like, tried other people's dressing and it's, like, it's either too dry
or too watery? But my mom, like, has been making perfect dressing, like, my entire life. And, I, you know, I guess that's, you know, more to me. But, I mean, yeah. And I've also been blessed to, you know, have, you know, been married twice to two beautiful black women that cook. So, and then I could cook a little, so I'm, you know, I'm spoiled a little bit. Like, Thanksgiving is like, has always been, like, a big thing. We've all, you know, I've had big family, so it's always been, like, a big spread, like, two or three turkeys.
Yeah.
And all this and that. But, this Thanksgiving's a little different. I'm a pescatarian this year, so I'm only eating fish. And, you know, I've been, you know, I'm working on Thanksgiving, so I'm, like, traveling from Alabama back to Colorado, you know, later, you know, tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Tickets are actually cheap, you know, because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, and the kids are staying down here for a little while longer with grandma, so, you know, it'll be like a lonely Thanksgiving at work, but, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
No complaints. But do you have any interesting Thanksgiving stories?
Oh, yes, I do. I do. So my dad's last wife, her family is, they're a lot. They're real crazy. They're from Mississippi and they are just, they are from Mississippi.
Okay.
And so they get to drinking and get to fighting and arguing and just get upset with each other.
Fighting.
Just maybe not fighting.
Okay.
Fighting like with their words. Nobody's like actually fist fighting.
Yeah.
But yeah, they definitely get where they are. They look like they're close to it, you know, like they could if they wanted to.
Right.
So one time in particular, our last Thanksgiving before they got divorced, actually, there was some issues with my stepmom's sister. So for the sake of the story, my aunt's dog. She brought over this tiny little dog that she had just gotten, and she didn't want to leave it at home or whatever. So she brought the dog with her. But my sister also has a dog, a French bulldog. Which isn't very big, but bigger than this tiny toy chihuahua thing that my aunt brought over. So she was upset because she, you know, the French bulldog's trying to hump on her dog. And,
this was in, Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. Remember?
Was
the dog tried to, like, was sleeping with the little chihuahua or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
Continue.
So funny.
Sorry.
But this actually did happen. I mean, the little Frenchie was trying to get on the chihuahua and so she was upset and she felt like my sister needed to put her dog in the cage. But my sister said, no, this is his house. Why should he have to go be put in a cage? Go put your dog in the cage.
Oh, like, wow. So you this know, is his house.
This is his house, you okay. know? So, we, you know, and we all actually agreed. I feel the same way. Right, right. I feel like this is his house. Didn't nobody tell you to bring your little dog over here?
Okay.
You could just go put him, you know, in the little cage or whatever, and it's fine. Because everybody loves little Bentley. That's his name, the French Bulldog. My sister's dog's Bentley. Bentley. Everybody loves Bentley. You know, we.
Basic ass.
No, it's. Not okay, it is kind of basic, but anyway. So, long story short, she I guess has gotten to drinking at this point, my aunt, and so she's carrying around her little dog to keep it from getting humped on by my sister's dog. And while my sisters and I are washing the dishes, you know how the kids, even though I'm at that point, I'm grown as hell, but you know, I'm still in the kids' place in the house. So,
yeah, how old
you know, I was probably like 26, 27. No. Oh, yeah, probably 27 or so.
You're a grown-ass woman.
Exactly. But you know how parents are. They don't you know, care. Everybody get like in the kitchen and help
a
clean.
House and like children at that age. Like you could have,
I agree.
Like, a whole.
But you know, when you can step into your parents' house, you know, you go get in that kitchen and you clean just like everybody else. So, you know, so my sisters and I, just like old times, we're in the kitchen, you know, cleaning, doing dishes or whatever, you know. And here comes my aunt just picking at my sister, and she's holding this little dog, and she's going in on my sister for, I don't even remember, honestly. It was something stupid. And she's going in on my sister. My sister is trying to just ignore her, you know, and my sisters can, you know, they do a lot of, they're very passionate is what my father likes to say.
Okay.
But they will talk back, okay?
All right.
And so I'm trying to keep my sister from talking back to this, you know, adult, even though she is aggravating her. She is, like, you know, kind of antagonizing her and keeps kind of pushing and saying stuff, right? So at this point, my sister decides to storm off because I told her just be quiet, let it go. It's, you know, she's like, this is my, she's like, well, my dog should not have to be, you know, it's something she's arguing about the dog. And she's holding this tiny dog and is just, you know, you know. And my sister storms off and the aunt runs after her and bangs on the door, and she's literally banging on the door and holding on to this tiny dog, and she's arguing with a child. It just looks so stupid. And cussed her out. It was a hot mess.
Okay.
And basically, yeah, that was, it just broke up the whole vibe that we were having. And
don't you hate,
you
that
know,
though?
Yeah,
like,
it just,
you know, it's supposed to be like a group gathering.
Yeah, we're
supposed
to be
cool and stuff, and then it's like that one person has to,
and
fuck
it's always
up
like that. They were just always, you know, get to drinking too much and
exactly,
say little
like
slick stuff, and
some people can't drink and, like, you know, just be cool. Like,
yes,
it's like always emotion a lot of times. Like, some people come, like, some people get angry, like, when they drink. It's weird. Or,
yes.
Or some people get, like, too emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they start crying and shit.
Right.
And that shit makes me uncomfortable. You know?
Right.
Like,
although I'd rather somebody be crying than,
oh, yeah,
to
than
be
being an asshole
mad
and
all
that.
Just upset for no reason. Like
some guys try to be the alpha male when they're talking, like, try to fight. That's usually the problem.
And, you know, and then they don't realize how dumb they look.
Yeah.
Like that's how I felt with my aunt. It's like, you're standing here arguing with a child while holding on to a little dog. Like, I mean, this tiny little dog she's got. And my dog. And me too. It was just like, look at yourself. Look what alcohol is doing to you.
Yeah,
you don't even know you're standing here looking
in the mirror,
stupid.
Like, listen to people. Like, you're fucked up.
Exactly.
Like, you probably need to cut it out.
So, I mean, you know, so at that point, after she gets to arguing with my sister storms, you know, off and closes the door and all that, my dad jumps in and is trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And so, sorry.
No, you're good.
So, anyway, so yeah, we ended up basically, after that was done, my dad jumps in and, you know, and the aunt storms off because she's upset that my dad has taken our side. And eventually,
she was literally picking on this little child.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically it ended with my cousin and I, he gave me the eye. You know how the cousins, they give you the eye like, I'm about to go smoke. We left, and my sisters left as well. Like, my dad was like, you know what, everybody just go to your corners, right? So my sisters went with their friends to the go skating or something. And yeah, it was open apparently. Or maybe it wasn't, and that was my sister's way of just getting, I don't know, but I thought they went skating.
Good job.
Although, now that I think about it, I don't know why it would be open. Cascade, yeah. The skating rink or whatever. Anyway.
This in Atlanta?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Like the one on, what was that movie, Roll Bounce? I think that's what it was called.
Or
was
ATL.
No, or yeah, on ATL. It was on there too.
Was Roll Bounce in Atlanta?
Wasn't it in Atlanta?
I don't know.
But yes, it was on Atlanta though. Yeah, Cascade. So anyway, they left and went skating, and then my cousin and I, we went to Edgewood and went to a bar and just
Damn. And
it was funny enough, and ex boyfriend was DJing that night. So random.
Okay.
Just walked in, he was there DJing, and he's really great. So I just had fun dancing the rest of the night. Hanging with my cousin. So, I mean, ended pretty well, but, yeah, it's always something. You know, with family, there's always some crazy argument or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Before I get into my stories, we're going to take a short break, because it's about that time.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you guys soon. All right, we are back. Glad you guys are still here. So, we were talking about the holidays, and Steph shared her story about her Thanksgiving and her verbally abusive aunt. and I really don't have too many any Thanksgiving stories. I can say that, like, I have spent Thanksgiving alone. Well, I have a few times. There was this one time I was in Afghanistan as a soldier.
Wait.
And
I didn't know you ever went to Afghanistan.
Yep. I went one time, and it was it was something, to say the least.
Yeah, but Afghanistan ain't no joke.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, we had one meal at the DFAC that was Thanksgiving thing, and like,
was it good? Like, was it actually good? Or
it was actually decent. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. Like, as far as like army food and like, you know, eating out there, it was like they put some effort in it. It was no pork, of course. And
yeah.
I think around that time I had stopped eating that anyway. But you know, they had the turkey and the dressing and the cranberry sauce.
Why do you say of course though with the pork? Like, they don't eat pork in
Afghanistan. You can't really have pork out there.
Oh.
But yeah, you know, it was something. Then there's been, I believe last year I was working on Thanksgiving, and I've worked on Thanksgiving probably a couple more times. So, you know, it's not like something that's like, you know, foreign to me, you know, to like, you know, be, you know, not doing too much on Thanksgiving. But when, you know, it is a lot, I like to like, you know, do the whole spread. Like, I like to like cook one turkey in the oven and smoke another turkey.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, man. And, you know, my family eats, you know, the ham and stuff like that. So, like, you know, get a honey ham, stuff that's standard.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course, it's dressing. Even though we make dressing, we also do cornbread and collard greens.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese. I know this is more of a Caucasian thing, but I fucks with like the green bean casserole.
It is good.
That shit is.
It is good.
That shit, like, that's just good as fuck.
It really is. It's so simple too.
I can hate on that. Do some corn, you know. Mm-hmm. Try to throw some vegetables in there. Sweet potato pie. Mm-hmm. I don't eat pumpkin pie.
Yeah, no.
That's not for me.
No.
Well, sweet potato pie, and like A lot of people say that they can't taste the difference, but
there's a big difference.
Yeah, they're eating bland pies.
Right.
Someone's not doing it right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and a cake. I like the usually like red velvet cakes with the nuts in it. Oh, man. Yeah. But,
pecan pie. I don't like pecan pie because I don't like pecans, but I like to eat the bottom part. Like, I'll scrape off the pecans.
Like
and,
that.
And
that
eat
syrup
the
goose.
Yes.
No.
I know. It's super
that
sweet.
Just like,
but it's so good.
They don't feel right.
You I'll know? Eat it. It tastes good to me.
Nah.
I just don't like the pecans on top.
Nah,
but yeah, I really don't eat cake though on Thanksgiving. Just realize that. We don't ever really make cake.
I try to make as many stuff as much as I can. Because that's the one day that you could just like. You don't have to portion or anything. Just like make a bunch of shit.
Right. Just eat everything.
Do you eat your turkey and dressing with cranberry sauce or with gravy?
With both. I eat the dressing. I eat the dressing with cranberry sauce. And then sometimes I'll do gravy just like depending on how I feel. Or I'll put the gravy on the turkey and the cranberry sauce on the dressing. And then if they just happen to meet on my plate, if they touch, then I'll eat it kind of all together.
I've never, like, had gravy. Now, my uncle, I'm not going to say which, but he eats them both together, like, on purpose. And, you know, to each their own.
It's not bad, but I've never just, like, literally put them together. Like, it's got to be two different things on the plate, and they just have
So how do you get your cranberry sauce? Do you get it, like,
out
the
can.
Spray can?
Yes. Like, it's supposed to be.
Slide that shit out.
Yes. Okay. It's supposed to be out the can.
How do you, like, present it? Do y'all put it on, like, a little
Yeah, you trip? Put it on a little like, plate, you know, or maybe
and
in a little bowl.
Come
and
slice
you just
that
And you
shit?
Slice it up. Okay. You take a little knife, you just slice it, and you let it fold over. You know, it does a little pretty, like, you know, fanning out thing where it just like folds over after you slice it. That's the proper way to eat it.
No, that's pretty cool. So moving. Oh, and a lot of people, we see Thanksgiving as a day of like food and football.
Yeah.
But it actually came from, and we learned this in grade school, but it's never mentioned again. Like, you know, it was the pilgrims and the Indians, like, sitting at a table.
But I mean...
Before they slaughtered them.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like, you know, like, my boss, her kid, recently had, like, a play, or they did some little program, and him and some of the kids were, like, they were dressed up as, like, Indians and the pilgrims, and she was like, look at my little Indian, and it just...
Right.
It's real cringy. I was like, this
yeah, I get that.
This feels wrong. This does, you know. Thanksgiving is definitely, like, it can feel conflicting because, you know.
Right.
You know, like.
Just like
the
Christmas,
origins, you know. Like, it's like.
Like, you know, just like Christmas because, like, they took the date from a pagan holiday.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And getting presents and all that. Yeah. And it's supposed to be about the Lord. And if you're a Christian, it's like, you know, it's a little.
Yeah.
But
on a more positive note, let's get into, like, Christmas. So the real reason for the season is the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Which
amen.
Was probably in the summer. But
yeah.
We celebrated in the winter. But it is what it is.
Right.
You know, it's a good time to look forward to, like, family gatherings, usually with the people you're closest to. You know, there's gift giving. Like, if you're an adult also, you give and receive presents, maybe. If you're a child, you know, you're just waiting on the presents. If you're an adult, you know, you're probably getting, like, some clothing or something. But you're just, you know, grateful for whatever you get. And then, you know, there's more food and football. Do you have any interesting Christmas stories?
Yes, actually. And you know, and again, it is my lovely family, my old family.
It involves drinking.
My stepmom's side of the family.
Damn.
You know, they were interesting people.
Okay.
Because remember, they're from Mississippi.
Okay.
And, you know, and they get to drinking, and it just was interesting. So that same aunt from Thanksgiving, is her birthday falls on Christmas Eve. Okay. So they that year decided to do
those party. Are the worst people though, right? Yeah. With your birthdays around Christmas?
I don't know. I don't know anybody who's nice. Right. Who's a good person who was born around Christmas.
I get that.
You know? Maybe I'm sure they're out there. I'm sure there's some lovely people, but you know, I haven't met them yet. But yeah, she we had a little party or whatever for her at this club that her cousin owned, and they did it up at the club, you know. Yeah. And but this time the person that we are focusing on is my stepmother, my old stepmother. They are now divorced, but she was the first incident. She was dancing on the little stage. They had like a little platform. It's like a slight raised platform, like stage or whatever, right? Okay. Little area with the mirrors and stuff. You know, typical club stuff. You know, you go anyway. So we were all doing a little not the electric slide, but some line dance of some sort. And you know, she's backing it up. Okay. And she backs up and falls off of the little stage and literally.
Was she drunk?
Yeah, she was at this. Well, actually, I'm not sure she was drunk. And in her defense, this could have happened to any of us.
Okay.
She just wasn't paying attention, and she's backing it up, and she tumbles off. I mean, literally, I've never seen anybody fold up her whole body like folded, like she in a like ball. She looked like an armadillo. And she had just folded up in this ball, right? And I just knew, like, her neck or something is broke, right? Like, she's dead, you know? But she popped back. They help her up, and she's like, oh, I'm fine, you know? She's like, it's these shoes. I'm like, okay, girl. Or it could have just been liquor. You stepped off. Yeah, there's that liquor, and you stepped off the stage. But anyway, so while we're trying to help her up, at the same time, somebody, they didn't realize that she had fallen. And so, it was hilarious because at the same time, somebody's making an announcement about the birthday and, you know, hey, and like, everybody, let's sing happy birthday. Let's get together. Everybody gather around. Meanwhile, my stepmom is falling off the stage and is like folded up, and they're trying to help unfold her and stand her up straight. And he's like, and everybody's singing happy birthday at the same time. It was really just a weird moment.
You know, when you're past your mid-40s and you fall, it's kind of like an event.
I mean, yes.
You know, like it's kind of like, oh.
That could be the thing. Yes.
Yeah, that could be the thing that takes you out. Yeah.
One bad fall, and after that, just everything's downhill, right? Yeah. But yeah, it is definitely an event. Trying to get her up, it was like, I don't know how the man didn't notice 10 of us, like, you okay? Like trying to figure out, like, and she's like, I'm fine. So that was earlier in the night. Everything, you know, is fine. We get through, you know, the party. My aunt is at this point slumped over, the birthday girl, slumped over on the couch, sleep, knocked out. It's, you know, so it's the end of the night, it's time to go. Everybody's trying to clean up and get out. So we're leaving, and incident number two, my stepmom is drunk at this point. And she had a problem. She would always get drunk like this. She would drink Patron like straight, and it just, I don't know anybody who can drink Patron straight.
She's a
like,
rebel.
Right. Like, I don't know why she would do that. Like, she couldn't handle it. No normal person could really handle it. Like, okay. You know, just straight Patron, like, and you know, just a lot of it. Anyway, so we're leaving out, but she's still got a drink in her hand while she's just, she's stepping out, you know, she's feeling good. She's doing a little dance or whatever. We get out, and I remember as soon as her foot hit the parking lot, like it was weird. She's walking normal. She was fine. She holding her drink. Remember, her cousin owns the bar, so she was able to leave with some liquor because you can't do that.
Special privileges.
Right.
This is in Mississippi or in Georgia?
No, this is in Georgia.
Okay.
So she's leaving out with her cup. As soon as her foot hits the pavement, like as soon as it hits the parking lot, I don't know what switched in her, but suddenly she just couldn't walk. she starts wobbling and everything. And my dad is trying to hold her up. And he's like, what is going on? She's like, it's the shoes. She's holding this drink. It's the shoes, like that, right? Like,
and stumbling. At that moment, your dad knew was done.
Right. Like I'm tossing her. He's trying. Well, no. He tried to hold her up, right? And it was like, you know how you do with your kids when they're learning how to ride a bike? And you know how you just, you let them go and you stand there and do that? Like, okay. It was one of those moments. Like, my dad stands her up and she gets, she's like, oh, I got it, babe. I got it.
He let her go?
And he let her go. She starts to walk and he lets her go. I remember it was just like this. And he's like, you got, I'm good, babe. She starts to walk. Them ankles buckle. She wasn't really big, but yeah, her ankles like somehow buckled and they were literally doing this, like she was just like walking and she just suddenly did that. And I mean, it took her about 10 years to fall.
Those are the best falls. Slow motion falls.
She like, just was like that, holding the drink and she's wobbling, and then she finally just face plants. I mean, just eats the fucking you know, drink goes flying. But my dad and I, we just laughed.
Yo.
We like, and I literally, of course, I had to pee. And I say of course because if you know me, you know when I get to, when I'm drinking, okay, I have to go to the bathroom. So I'm standing there, I'm trying to hold it, and I just crouch down on the ground and I'm just laughing. Like, I mean, and my dad too, we are just cracking up because I mean it was hilarious. But then she starts crying, like, oh, okay, we gotta stop.
Don't you hate that?
And I felt like bad. I was like,
and now we can't laugh at you because now you want to cry.
Now
you
upset, you know?
Yeah, you're embarrassing. You embarrassed me, and now you're crying. I should be crying.
Exactly.
I'm offended.
It was, you know, it was such a funny moment. And, you know, I mean, I didn't really stop laughing. I just kind of like, you know, started holding, you know, you do where you're just trying to like, you know, be quiet or whatever. So then, the next day, Christmas Day, we're opening up presents. Her ankle then swelled up and she couldn't even fit her new boots in my dad bought her for Christmas.
What?
And that is the end. You know, I think it just, you know, it's like in the middle of it when you're going through these things, it's like, you know, you think you don't want that, right? Like you just want to have a normal Christmas, a normal Thanksgiving, you know, just time with your family and hanging out. But, you know, it does make for good stories later.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's true.
I mean, yeah.
I don't really have any Christmas stories to share. Not any, like, drunk, you know, anybody's. Honestly, like, none of us really drink.
Oh,
I mean, I probably drink more than anyone, and, you know, it's once every blue moon. But, so, what's the best present you've ever gotten, and what's the worst present?
Best present?
Yeah.
Man.
I'll go up first.
Yeah, you go first. I'm not sure.
When I was, let's say, around 7, like my bike got stolen.
Dang.
And I was heartbroken.
Oh, yeah, that's hard for
it
a little boy.
It was a beautiful bike. It was purple. And, it was taken away from me, unfortunately.
Mm.
So, like, but for Christmas, you know, I have gone without a bike for, let's say, 3 months now. So, like, you know, Christmas, I'm not really expecting anything big. But, like, even though, like, my parents come from, like, modest means, like, they always made everything feel so special.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I'm coming out, and, you know, I get there, and then, like, you just see this nice new red mountain bike. It had, like, all the switches and gears and stuff. Because the other bike was just this basic, like, it was a basic bitch.
Mm.
This one had, like, you know, the gears and, like, what's, like, 21 speed or some shit like that. And, like, no, man, it was nice. And I loved that bike. And, of course, like, you know, they had, like, the lock and key this time. Like, it was kind of like a no-brainer. But, nah, that was my best present.
My worst present, I can't really say any present's my worst present because, like, I'm grateful,
yeah,
like, for everything. So, like, even, you know, if my kids get me, like, socks or, like, a tie or something like that, like, you know, it's something they didn't have to do, but they decided to do it. And my kids are very thoughtful, so I really haven't had a worst present. You thought of anything?
No, and you know, that's kind of sad. Honestly, like, I'm trying to, like, think, like, of a, I think I can think of the worst, but even then it wasn't really the worst. Like, it's like you said, I mean, I'm pretty grateful for whatever I get, but I do remember one year getting this, like, Rapunzel doll that was, like, life-size, and then you had a, like, a matching, you got, like, a matching outfit, like, her, and I do remember literally liking that, like, getting to put on this, like, little Rapunzel costume with the little shoes, you know, the little girls have the little shoes with the little, like, heel on it, and you feel like you're wearing real high heel shoes. So I do remember that Christmas, and then the time that I think would be, like, worse is really... was a time, I remember, I think I was probably like 10 or so, I don't remember, but I was a kid, and I didn't get good grades that semester, that year or something. Damn. And to punish me, my dad was like, I didn't get like a big Christmas or whatever, but I was always so grateful that, honestly, I remember thinking, this is all good to me. Like, I think I got like a jacket, a teddy bear, and a keyboard. Yeah. And my dad thought that was supposed to be punishment, but I love that keyboard, okay?
I get that.
And that jacket was so cute. I still remember that jacket. It was purple, my favorite color, with fur on the collar. And that teddy bear, I love the teddy bear, too. I was like, this is not a bad Christmas.
I get what your dad was coming
But I see what, yeah, I think he was trying to, like, you know, teach me a lesson. And it sunk in, because I still remember it at 31, so, I mean...
Yeah. I try to do the same thing with my children. Not with Christmas, though, but, like, I'll try to punish them by, like, taking things away from them, but, like, those kids don't give a fuck about anything. Like, these kids could, like, basically survive off of nothing. So, like, that shit never works. I'm like, I don't know. You know, like,
right.
So, nah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, that, I feel like that's as far as we could go with this.
Yeah.
New Year's is special. You know, I like watching the fireworks. It feels like a whole, like, fresh start. Like, and then, like, I always, like, just reflect on my life. I'll be like, damn, I'm 31. You know? It's kind of like, I've gotten this far. What, you know, I have to, like, keep going. What's next? And stuff like that. But, no,
yeah,
it's
I like
always
New Year's.
Pretty.
I feel like I always try to, like, make New Year's be this big deal. You know, like, I've always wanted the moment of, like, you know, fireworks and, you know, and you kiss the man you love on, you know, at midnight and have, like, you're in this, like, crazy party and you're just surrounded by all these people and everybody's just, like, excited. And all, like, I used to always try to, like, try to create that. And one year I remember a friend of mine was just like, you know, she's like, just let things happen naturally. Like, she's like, you can't force anything. And that was what she would tell me often with anything in life. And I remember just like trying to hold on to that from then on is like, you know what, I'm just gonna sit back. And I had a great New Year's that year. That it was just simple, sitting in the house with my friends, and you know, we smoked a little bit, drank a little bit, and just chilled and brought in the New Year's, and you know, in a really, like, you know, calm, chill way. And it wasn't the over the top thing, and you know, that I thought I wanted. And yeah, so I mean, I don't know what I'm gonna do this year. Hoping I'll be in Atlanta.
Damn, I'll work again.
Damn,
I'm telling you, man. But you know, that about does it for this special episode about holidays. You know, I hope you guys enjoy your holidays. I hope you guys are out there with family, making good decisions. You know, not teasing little children. while being drunk. That's all I got for you guys this week. You know, please follow and subscribe. That's it. I'm Randall.
I'm Stephanie.
Take it easy.